operator for the National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade.
Thank you, Bill, and hello, everybody. Special holiday greetings to all you folks listening. To the whole band and the hundreds of boys and gals who are here in the Cafe Rouge attending our USO matinee. We hope all you folks at home had a swell Christmas. Today, our Sunset Serenade is dedicated to you and the boys in Uncle Sam's armed forces everywhere, on land, on sea, and in the air. To all of you, to close my theme, here we go again with a tune by the same name.
Coming out of the Tin Pan Alley these days, and Ray's going to sing one of the best, The White Cliffs of Dover.
Oh, This is Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City, being heard in Canada through the stations of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Sunset Serenade, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City.
Looks like there's plenty of that 12 Christmas spirit still hanging around.
Probably old Santa Claus on his way back north. Anyway, here's Mary and Chet, Ernie, and the modern airs with Jingle Bells. Thank you. Yes, I was right. Old Sandy still is hanging around. Now, introduction to a waltz, and what an introduction. 187 bars of it to 8 bars of waltz. Listen. Sings it for you. That's a swell tune. This is No Laughing Matter. together. We start a garden wall. Love can always have such perfect weather. A little rain must fall. So think of the dreams you scatter.
Continuing with the music, we have a very important visitor here today that I'd like to introduce. He's our friend Herman Finkus from the Motion Picture Daily. Welcome, Herman. Come in.
Hello, Glenn. It sure is a pleasure to come here today and see this grand crowd attending your USO matinee. It's a particularly happy occasion for me because today it is my privilege on behalf of Motion Picture Daily to present you with this role for your having been voted the best swing orchestra by over 600 radio editors throughout the United States and Canada in the sixth annual radio poll conducted by Motion Picture Daily and Fame. Congratulations to you, Glenn, and your fine organization.
Well, thank you, Herman, and I'd like to assure you on behalf of the band and myself, we sure appreciate this honor. I hope that you'll give our thanks to Motion Picture Daily for conducting this poll and giving people, the radio editors, an opportunity to vote. Makes us all feel pretty much like the title of this next tune, if you know what I mean. It's Oh So Good. Thanks again. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to, as you know, Grandmother Sunset Serenade, coming to you from Hotel Pennsylvania, New York, presented by the Blue Network, operated by the National Broadcasting Company. And now we continue with Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade. Carry on, Glenn. And here he is, the head man.
Thank you, Bill.
Here we are with part two of our Sunset Serenade, getting into our men the service all over the world. And, of course, you folks back home. Before signing our salute, we
is one you've been asking for, and of course, we're glad to answer your request. Again, when we finish our theme, we play your old friend, Tuxedo Johnson.
On sea and in the air.
As most of you folks listening already know, each week we send to five camps located in different parts of the country a gift of 50 recordings of famous American artists. At the same time, we ask them the name of the camp's favorite tune and play these tunes on Miss Serenade as our salute to our armed forces everywhere. Then we ask you folks at home to pick out your favorite tune from among those the boys have chosen. Send it to us. The camp whose tune receives the greatest number of your votes then wins our special prize of a beautiful radio phonograph combination. Well, it looks like you folks are getting a holiday all around because every one of the five camps to be saluted today picked the same tune as their favorite. Well, I think you know what it is. It's Chattanooga Choo Choo. That was the top tune of all five camps, and in as much as it can and in your votes this week. Sort of make it a holiday, and it looks like Miller's got to come clean with five radios. While we're on the subject, I can't think of anything we'd rather do, especially at this time of year. So for Camp Walters in Texas, Fort Casey, Washington, Pine Camp, New York, Camp Forest, Tennessee, and the U.S. Marine Corps at Norfolk, Virginia, here's Marion, Tex, and the Modern Airs, and that's Chattanooga Choo Choo. Washington, Pine Camp, New York, Camp Forest, Tennessee, and the U.S. Marine Corps at Norfolk, Virginia. Looks like the men in Uncle Sam's armed forces are really united when it comes to their musical favorites, as well as their determination, along with every one of us, to fight for the things that are really important to us here in America. You know, they all started this, and it's up to all of us to finish it. And I know we can do this job. Thank you.
sing.
Here's a tune about the happy little cobbler, Papa Nicolini. Marion, Tex, and the modern heirs are going to tell you all about what makes Pop such a popular little guy.
He can mend any tattered shoe, Papa Nicolini. He's your friend anytime you're blue, Papa Nicolini. People send all their troubles to Papa Nicolini. Cause he trades all their old rings for new. Children stop at his little shop looking for a penny. Though he's poor, still you may be sure he has given many. And I'm told with his heart of gold, Papa Nicolini will make all of your daydreams come true. Monday, right up till Sunday, he's patching and mending old shoes. From Sunday, right up till Monday, he'll mend all your heartaches and blues.
Dexter, Dexter, why do you walk that way?
My shoes need fixing, ain't got the dough to pay.
You should see old Papa Nicolini, if that's the way you feel. Papa Nicolini knows what to do with a heel.
Can he mend any tattered shoe, Papa Nicolini?
He's your friend anytime you're blue, Papa Nicolini.
Then I'll send all my troubles to Papa Nicolini.
Cause he takes all your old dreams for you.
Children stop at his little shop looking for a penny.
Though he's poor, still you may be sure he is given many.
And I'm told with his heart of gold, Papa Nicolini
will make all of your daydreams come true.
The Dream's on Me, 12 tune and an equally fine lyric, and Ray to sing it for you.
Time of dreams.
would define to be certain that I'm the one to know that I'm the side of the shoulder you sigh upon. You're everything you want to be. It can't be true. But this time your dreams are near.
Nice going, Raylan. Now, here's the tune we introduced a short time back, and the little gal seems to be doing pretty well for herself. Mary and Sex and the Modern Airs and Dear Arabella. Community thing on that one. Well, there's another thing here. That guy Elmer really started something when he wrote that tune of his. Everybody sort of went for it in a big way, including Ray and the Modern Airs. And they're going to sing it for you now. Thank you.
question a question above. What makes the fella start thinking of falling in love?
It's not the season, the reason, it's plain as the moon. It's just Albert June.
What makes a lady a baby go out on the loose? Why does the gander meander in search of a truth?
What puts the kick in a chicken? The magic in June. It's just Albert June.
Listen, listen. There's a lot to love to be missing.
Singing, swinging, any old way and any old time.
The hurdy-gurdy, the birdie, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street.
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. I'll sing Elmer's
remember that there wasn't any Sunset Serenade last week. So today, here and now, we're going to award the phonograph to the camp that won on the last serenade that we broadcast. And we got a rather special guy here to do that. He's a boy that used to play in our band. He's now stationed at Fort Benjamin Harrison out near Indianapolis in Indiana. And the boys had him here, brought him here from where he's stationed to enjoy the Christmas holidays, and we're making a little party of it for him as a sort of a party for all of us. We're so glad to see him. He's our former bass player and a swell guy, Trigger Alpert. Trigger, say hello.
Hello.
You think those boys at Fort Benjamin Harrison are listening in?
Yeah, man, I know they are.
Listen, you get our serenades out there quite often, don't you?
Sure, all the time.
Your camp won a radio, is that right?
You said.
Do the boys like it?
Yeah.
Well, they play that jive on it,
I suppose? Oh, nothing but jive, man.
Oh, yeah? They got the record, too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, look, Big, you know just how much fun these things can be and how much enjoyment they mean to the guys in the camp, so I think it'd be a good idea. Excuse me, I'm a little nervous. I mean, maybe it's you, dear. Huh? I think it'd be a good idea if you'd just present the camp that won on our last serenade. So you get at the business in hand there, pardon me. Get up close to that microphone and tell them about it.
Well, today the winner of the special award goes to the camp whose tune polled the most votes on Glenn's Salute of December the 13th. Now, there were plenty of votes for all the tunes, but that Chattanooga Choo-Choo started off with full steam up and never lost the lead. And so the Naval Training Station at Pensacola, Florida, wins the radio phonograph combination because they picked Chattanooga, as their favorite.
Well, that's good, Trig. That's fine. You did a good job, too. I bet the boys of Benjamin Harrison will really be proud of you. Now we got to get on with the musical program. Congratulations, sailors, from all of us, and we hope you'll get a lot of pleasure from your new set. While you're preparing to do the job, we know you're ready and waiting to wade into it. Now, you folks at home, our American heroes of today will know
What support they're getting when all of us civilians turn out patriotism into dollars. For ships and planes and tanks and guns. It's up to all of us to buy all United States defense bonds and stamps within our means. Every bank, post office, and retail dealer has them. Don't wait any longer. Get them today. Make it our way of keep them flying. Possibly find the time. We'll be back with our serenade. So keep your station tuned to the same spot you have it this afternoon and look for us. If we can, we'll be there. In the meantime, buy defense bonds. Remember, we're living in the greatest country in the world. And above all, just like I just said, we have to keep them flying.
Thank you very much, Glenn Miller, for another very delightful Saturday USO Sunset Serenade. And that, ladies and gentlemen, means goodbye till next time to Glenn Miller and the boys. This is the Blue Network, operated by the National Broadcasting Company.